Good morning. Kevin Rudd's hand-picked health reform advisor has warned Australia is wasting much of the $94 billion it spends each year on health services and will not be able to afford even the current flawed system without major reforms. Later this morning, the Prime Minister will release the National Health and Hospital Reform Commission's report on what's wrong with our healthcare system. It's made more than 120 recommendations. The US has launched a fresh diplomatic offensive in the Middle East. Special Envoy George Mitchell met the Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak in Tel Aviv to try to kick-start negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. He's also held talks in Syria. His trip is part of President Barack Obama's push for better relations between Israel and the Arab world. The French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been taken to hospital after falling ill while jogging in Paris. Officials say he suffered a minor nerve attack and is now recovering after undergoing a series of tests. And Spanish cyclist Alberto Contador has taken out his second Tour de France crown, finishing well ahead of Luxembourg's Andy Schleck and former champion Lance Armstrong. I'll be back with more news in an hour.